Welcome to a Vashon Minute, where we take a moment to focus on one island issue or one island person at a time. Opinions expressed on this show are those of the participants alone and do not reflect the opinions of anyone officially associated with Voice of Vashon. I'm Susan McCabe, your host for this episode, where we're going to talk about tourism on our islands. At one time, tourism was considered a four-letter word, and islanders rallied to prevent it. That was before K2 left the island, taking jobs, residents, and property tax dollars with it. Things are different today. Maybe. To help us explore the impact of tourism on Vashon Mori Islands, I'm joined by Cheryl Lupert, co-chair of the Board of Directors of the Vashon Chamber of Commerce, and Amy Dreher, Executive Director of the Vashon Mori Chamber of Commerce. Welcome to both of you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Susan. We are delighted.
Yes, great to be here.
So here's my first question. How significant is tourism on Vashon as a percentage of business?
Cheryl, I think you have a good historical perspective over the last sort of decade or so. As Susan kind of mentioned, you know, the loss of manufacturing, and that really was a bellwether moment for how tourism changed on the island. So I think you would have a great perspective on how you've seen it change as a business owner and a resident here over the last decade or so.
You know, Susan, it's a good question. You know, obviously we have a tasting room. And so one of the ways I gauge the tourism or how many people come to the tasting room that don't live on Vashon. And I would probably say more than 70% of the people who come through on any given weekend are from someplace else and are not residents of the island. So I think that's a pretty big number. Now, I would say that when you look at the whole, not every business is, you know, obviously built to support tourists coming to visit. But I do think that gives you a perspective of how many people are coming. And I think that with the recent build of our Oscar, the troll, you know, I think that when you go down there, you see a lot of people who are not from Vashon coming to visit to see the troll in particular. So I think there's definitely been an increase over the years. As time's gone on. I also think that Vashon is more on people's minds as they're looking to get away for good hikes, you know, maybe for a weekend, maybe for, you know, a week. And I think the advent of Airbnbs and VRBOs to certainly help support that traffic on Vashon by visitors.
Well, and it's nice to know that there's a good spillover from Oscar, our troll. I used to work for the park district, and one of the things I noticed there was that the porta potties are getting a lot of work. And I started wondering what kind of demands Oscar is adding to the park district budget. But I think the benefits far outweigh those demands. So beyond Oscar and beyond wine tasting and cider tasting, what activities do you think bring the most visitors to our islands? And I know we're in the shoulder season now, but what is it?
Absolutely. It's a great question. And I think it's changed year over year. You know, as you look at the shape of what kind of businesses we have in town, and as you sort of look at some of the newer businesses that have emerged to support a changing demographic in the Pacific Northwest. So, Susan, I think the point you made earlier is really key, right, about the loss of manufacturing. And the Northwest in general over the last few decades has moved from a natural resources-based economy to a service tech sector sort of, you know, it's a different economy that we have in the Pacific Northwest than we had in the 80s, right? And so a different group of people are living here now, right? And so you see a lot more outdoor adventure recreation, right? You know, as an economy grows and the people living in the economy have more access to resources, they recreate differently, right? And so as much as, you know, people come, I think, for our parks, right? We have, you know, we were able to claim the bluffs again, pull them, you know, claw them back from the hands of the gravel pit, the strip mining industry, right? And so that is one of the most beautiful parks in the Pacific Northwest. And it's one of the best in King County. So I think, you know, parks, but there are also a lot more people who, you know, come to tasting rooms and, you know, are into kayaking and are into sort of, you know, more quote unquote sophisticated adventure adventure sports. And I think Vashon is a playground for that. And people should come here. It's a wonderful spot to come and enjoy and camp and, you know, recreate in all of the ways that I think more folks do now in the Pacific Northwest. And that is, I think, really served our visitorship economy.
You know, years ago when tourism was a controversial issue, cultural tourism was the focus. I didn't hear you mention that at all, and that's very interesting to me. What about the arts, theater, music? How much are they drawing tourists to the island?
Cheryl, I know you're real active with VCA. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I think that VCA does some amazing programs. I know they've gotten some big headline acts that are definitely drawing people. Also working with, you know, sort of the ballet collective brought a lot of people here to Vashon. And so I think that the VCA in particular is really working hard to draw those crowds. I know in particular for the garden tour, a lot of people come to the island to see the beautiful gardens that people have. And then I would be remiss if I didn't talk about like the Vashon Repertory Theater, as well as, you know, Viva, all doing a really great job of drawing people. And I will say one other thing is agriculture. A lot of people are interested in agriculture. Our farmers market is fantastic. We have a lot of farms here. And people are also interested in coming to learn about that. I know every year when we do our cider and perry making class, we have a waiting list. People just can't wait to come in and learn about that. And those people who are coming are mostly off island, coming for the day. They really want to be more connected to agriculture and to, you know, nature in general. So I think that we have arts, we have sort of nature, and we have lots of things for people to do.
Would you then say that ours is a tourism economy, and is there still opposition to that notion?
I think that Vashon is very much in transition right now. I don't know that I know enough to officially declare that we are a visitorship-based economy yet, but to say that it is not making up a larger and larger percentage of the types of businesses that we have and, you know, the amount of money we need to supplement, you know, the island economy is growing.
What are the seasons that are most tourist intense? I'm thinking that might have changed over time as well.
Cheryl, what are you seeing in the tasting room?
Well, it's so interesting because, you know, the summers were just slammed, right? And that really starts in late May and goes all the way through September. It's now really bleeding into October. I don't know, you know, but Oktoberfest and Ciderfest is very busy, very popular, with lots of people coming from other places. And I think we're also seeing it a little bit earlier in the early part of the year. I don't, like Amy, know any statistics as it relates to sort of if that's, you know, something we can quantify. But one thing I know is like our tree lighting is very special and a lot of communities don't have that. You know, so our Winterfest is something that's very special that people might come and see. And now I think with Oscar, I think we might see I know Oscar, he's a good one. We might see actually an extension of that, that season, but the summer is still clearly by far the busiest time.
I love the notion that Oscar is expanding our economy. So do you think it's still a controversial issue? Do you think people still oppose the notion of Vashon being a tourist economy, or are they coming around to appreciate it?
Absolutely. Visitorship is tourism, right? We at the Chamber speak of it as visitorship, just to sort of avoid that, you know, instantly
that
negative
four-letter word
connotation, right?
Yes,
and,
right.
You know, like I grew up here and it certainly is hard to, you know, come uptown and try to get your groceries on a Saturday morning or, you know, even for me to appreciate the farmer's market, the, you know, the things that we have on Vashon. It's harder if you're a resident, right? And you see, you know, sort of this footprint in this place that you live. And I think you know, that is the case around the world for tourism-based economies mm-hmm. and, you know, places that really rely on visitorship to keep their economy chugging. But, you know, we are very much facing a reality of who Vashon is. And, you know, we have very little manufacturing left. We certainly have small scale manufacturers, right? And we have Sawbones. And, you know, the work of making things is a smaller slice of our pie. And yet we still have so many wonderful community members who want to run small businesses here, right? And small business is the core of any community. And you simply cannot set up and run a small business that is not relevant to the people who can shop at your small business, right?
Good point.
And, you know, so our food scene here, our beverage scene here is amazing. You know, when I grew up, there was Happy Garden and there was the Alibi. And, you know, like we had a Chinese restaurant and a Greasy Spoon and Back Bay Inn if you wanted to have something fancy. And that was kind of it. Right. And now looking around at our vibrant scene, and that is, you know, those are community members who have invested so much into their small business. And that small business needs to be served and, you know, needs to be buoyed by visitorship. And those are our community members, too. So it is hard and it is a trade off.
Well, and with all that in mind, with the understanding that I think Cheryl said roughly 70% of the income for our island businesses comes from visitorship. What do we do about the ferries? The ferries then become our lifeline to bringing anybody here on the island. I know, Amy, you've been very involved with the ferry system, and you finished a report recently about the ferry system, the issues with it, and came up with 50 solutions. Which ones stood out to you as the most realistic?
Absolutely. And Cheryl, I did want to kind of give you a chance to talk a little bit about your history, because you have worked to change the ferry system before. And talk about maybe if you could, before tackling that question, what might be different then and now?
Well, I think the difference before is we had a pretty reliable ferry system. Mm-hmm. And our issues were with them changing our schedule without really getting our input. And so we went to Olympia, we talked to the transportation committee, we talked to our representatives, and quite frankly, we weren't able to move the needle. I think what's different now about the ferry situation is it's not reliable. And that lack of reliability directly impacts businesses, whether it's getting your visitors to come, whether it's being able to get your product off island, whether it's to be able to get your products on island that you want to sell to locals and visitors alike. So the lack of reliability is really challenging for businesses. And so, you know, both Amy and I are part of the Islanders for Ferry Action. And we're really hoping that we can up the noise level on this so that we can get some of these solutions taken seriously. And, you know, I don't think, Amy, you can put your two cents in, but I don't think either one of us think that all 50 solutions are going to get implemented. But, you know, what we really are asking for is all sorts of governmental agencies. We're not relying just on the Washington State Ferries to come forth with ideas and solutions or to react to the ones we have proposed. We're looking at everybody. We're looking at the local government, King County, the governor, and, you know, lots of different people to kind of help us navigate some of these solutions. So, Amy, I know you have a good perspective on this, too.
Yeah, for sure. And the solutions really are community based. We held a community forum in September and had, you know, over 200 folks in person and another 100 folks online. So, you know, 300 people came out and talked about how they were impacted by the ferries and then what would help solve that issue for them. And in listening to the community, that's where these solutions came from. You know, the problem, the core problem, right, is there aren't enough healthy boats and there aren't enough crew to staff the boats we have. We cannot solve those. And those solutions are years in the making. But what we can do is ask for loading efficiencies. Can we talk about parking on Fauntleroy Avenue? Can we get some porta potties on Fauntleroy Way?
Yeah.
Right? Can we expand our water taxi schedule? Can we expand opportunity and awareness for medical priority loading? Can we bring back the policy of allowing healthcare workers to have priority loading, right? So, you know, what we came up with were creative workarounds that will immediately help solve some of the harms that we're experiencing on the island. And, you know, loading efficiencies alone are going to help us with our on-time schedule. They're going to reduce the amount of time, you know, someone's on the dock trying to get over town to get materials, right? Mm-hmm. You know, if we can simply move people more efficiently, that's even going to help. So, you know, it is a long report, but it reads pretty quickly, and I think islanders will see themselves in there, whether you are an Orcas Islander or whether you are a Vashon Islander, right?
And that's an important point. It's good for all of us on Vashon to know that you, Amy, and you, Cheryl, are working with other ferry-dependent communities in the Puget Sound. And I'm wondering what kind of reaction you're getting from the Department of Transportation to these suggestions.
Good question. We have not heard yet. I know Roger Miller is the guy at the top of the chain there. And we released the report last week. And the all-volunteer committee, by the way, I want to thank them. That's Rick Wallace and Beth Lindsay, Cheryl Lubert, Wendy Amon, Aaron Keeper, Laura Cherry was on the committee. You know, really have been working hard to get as much, get basically the message out there to our elected leadership and to these agency folks that this isn't an inconvenience.
Right.
Right. That's, I think, whether it is misunderstanding or whether it is spin, a lot of times we hear, you know, well, we know it's inconvenient. We know it's hard to miss a boat. You know, this isn't about missing a boat. This is about, you know, how our island communities continue to thrive. And kind of circling it back to visitorship, the Washington State ferries provide a huge amount of tourism revenue to the state of Washington. Mm-hmm. Whether folks ride the boat or not, they're drawn here by our boats. I mean, it's a wonderful system. The people working on the boats are, you know, working hard every day on docks, on boats, you know, in offices to provide this amazing, unique thing that we have here in the Pacific Northwest. And, you know, preserving that ought to be, you know, not just a matter of tourism, but a matter of a way of life for the people who live here.
You know, I am so grateful to the two of you and to the members of that committee for really tackling this issue. In my view, and I've been here for a while now, it's the first time I've seen real intense focus and intelligent, and I don't want to say that the other folks weren't intelligent, but creative approach with consistency and persistency to this issue. It is our lifeline here on Vashon. We're about out of time, and there's so much more we could say. What would you like to close with, Cheryl Lubert?
Well, I think that tourism, I don't really like to call it that, but visitors are part of having a healthy island community. We want people to come and love where we live, and we want them to frequent the businesses so that we can frequent those businesses. Without tourists, businesses cannot make it year round. And, you know, I think that that is the one thing, if you are opposed to it, you just have to think about it. And we have a choice. We can either let it happen to us, or we can be intentional about how we manage it. And I think that that's kind of the path we're going down, is intentionality.
I like that. Amy?
Yeah, I'd like to echo Cheryl's sentiment. You know, change happens, and we can either decide which way we want to go with it, or we can sort of react to it. And, you know, deciding where we want to go with it is an important community conversation. And, you know, the Chamber of Commerce is here to create a vital environment for business. It is not here to decide which businesses thrive, you know, or which businesses folks want to establish. Our job is to do the best we can to support, you know, the community members who open a small business on Vashon or who open a large business on Vashon. And the community conversation is, you know, what will help us drive our programming and help us understand how we support those businesses. So we always want to be responsive to the community while understanding, you know, that our goal is to create a vital environment for commerce on Vashon. And, you know, Our motto, the end of the day for us, is the rising tide lifts all boats.
You bet.
Even the ferry boats, we hope.
We hope. Let us hope.
Anyway, you know, that's all part of the experience. So.
It is. Again, thank you both for your time. And dear listeners, thank you for joining us. You've been listening to A Vashon Minute. I'm your host, Susan McCabe. Stay tuned on The Voice of Vashon. You never know what might come next.